eternal life. Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road. When he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place. When he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with instruction, "Take care of him. You spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our Dodgers finally won again, huh? 7 in a row. I was going to fly up to San Francisco to do an exorcism, but I don't need to do it. But so they finally won yesterday. A couple of weeks ago, I had a very quick outpatient eye procedure, and it only took about 20 minutes. But I have to tell you, leading up to that, I was a nervous wreck. I pray over you all the time. I anoint all of you all the time, and I always tell you, don't worry, it's going to be fine. But when it came to me, I didn't believe any of that. And you've been there in your own life, haven't you? And anticipation is often the worst part. So when I went, and I hadn't even met this doctor before, and when I went to have it done, the doctor right away had the biggest smile in the world. And she made me feel like everything was going to be okay. And the procedure took about 20 minutes, like I mentioned, and you couldn't move. And for those of you who notice, I'm constantly moving, right? So when it was done, she put a bandage on my eye. And she said, "I saw that your name is Ricardo Viveros." I said, "Yes." She says, "Are you a priest by any chance?" I just looked at her. I said, "Yes." And she says, "Are you Father Ricky?" And I go, yes. And she said, I thought it was you, but I didn't want to say anything before because I knew you talk a lot. And I said, "Yeah, you know who I am." But I was looking at her, I'm thinking, I'm only 46 and she's in her 30s. How do you know me? She said, "I was a teenager at your last parish and you did my first communion and confirmation." Exactly, right? And that made me feel like so proud of her, right? She came on to be this big eye doctor and, you know, went to Harvard, UCLA, medical school, all these different things. But in that moment where she was taking care of me, she truly was the face of Jesus to me. I didn't know who she was, but she treated me with compassion and mercy and patience. And when I left that office, I truly encountered Jesus in her that day. And isn't that what we're called to do every day, my friends? And how appropriate that we hear this gospel right now in this day and age when we seem like we're so divided.
And we're so constantly pointing out the differences of one another. And yet our Lord teaches us, love your neighbor. And every single day, when we wake up, we have a chance to do that. And it seems so easy to do, but it's very hard to do, actually. So my friends, our gospel has made it very clear today that we need to recognize the sacred worth of all people. From the moment of conception to natural death, every single human life has meaning and value, and we're called to see the sacredness of all people. Does it matter where you were born, what color of skin you have? We're all sacred and beloved in the eyes of Jesus Christ. But oftentimes, instead of pausing to see the good in one another, what do? We point out our differences, don't we? And when we do that, sometimes we vilify one another. That's not what our Lord is asking for us. Sometimes we're guilty as disciples of Christ of being very robotic in our faith. So what do I mean by that? Did the priest do the right thing in the gospel today? No. But whoever said that, thank you, all right? The priest did not. What did the priest do? He just walked right by. And I can kind of relate to that because sometimes we're busy, all of us, right? And our day is full. And oftentimes, the greatest blessing that we have is the unexpected visitor, those interruptions in our life. That's where our Lord actually needs us. So in other words, we have to be open to where Jesus is going to call us every day. We can have every single day planned out, but yet our Lord is looking at us and saying, not so fast. I'm going to need you to help over there today. So let's not be so rigid in the way we live our life. The next one's very hard to do. We're called to bless our enemies. So who are those in your life you view as an enemy that you really, really are struggling to love right now? The gospel didn't tell us, go out into the world and talk about them 24/7. The gospel's telling us, pray for them, bless them, because in the eyes of God, they too are beloved. And finally, I invite you to stand right now if you know more than Jesus Christ. Good. So Jesus is always teaching us the way to heaven. And what does he say at this gospel? They're testing him. Who is your neighbor? Jesus is saying, everybody is your neighbor. You have to love everybody. Does that mean you're going to like them all the time? No. Does that mean you're going to have to socialize with them? No. But guess what? You're going to be with them in heaven one day. So this gospel is very challenging to live out. But in the times we're living it, my friends, where we seem like we're constantly fighting and divided, we need to be a good Samaritan now more than ever. So those people that maybe we have vilified in our lives, sometimes they're our own family, our Lord is telling us, you even need to love them and to strive to see the good in them. So my dear friends, who is it that Jesus is really asking you to love and be compassionate towards? Who really is he calling you to do better towards, to love more? Let's really pray on that right now. And how are you going to bring the love of Jesus to that person and to that group beginning today? Because remember, when we die, our Lord isn't going to say, congratulations, you had hate in your heart. Congratulations, you did nothing. My prayer is Jesus is going to say, you listened to Father Ricky on July 13th. Welcome home to heaven, okay? Do good, because I see the good in you every day. Amen? Amen. So who are you going to help? Who are you going to love even more?